Talk Live. We are launching into the second hour of the program, and you can dial in toll-free. Bring up anything you want. 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features for free. So those other talk show hosts who want to charge you for their websites, ours is on the house. Enjoy it over at freetalklive.com. I think you'll find more there for free than those other talk hosts will charge you for. Let's see for yourself. FreeTalkLive.com. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
JJ.
And Mark.
Going right back into your phone calls, and then we'll hear from a former cop on the issue of police violence, since that's kind of where our conversation has been going. But first, we go to Harley, listening in Minnesota. Harley, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, JJ, and Mark.
Hello.
Hey, Harley, you're on the air. Go ahead with your thoughts.
All right. Well, see, tomorrow, Obama's going to be going to Fort Campbell to greet some soldiers coming home from Afghanistan.
Okay.
Nothing odd about that, I guess. The thing is, there's actually no troops coming home tomorrow.
Really?
What they're doing is they're going to put about 500 people on a plane, have it take off, circle, they're going to land, and then tape Obama shaking their hands.
And then they're going to go somewhere else?
They're just on base in Fort Campbell, Kentucky.
Yeah. So they're trying to pretend they're trying to pretend like these guys are coming over from Afghanistan or something?
Yep.
And where did you get this information?
I have a friend that is stationed at Fort Campbell. He gave me a call to tell me how ridiculous this is.
So all the troops there know what's going on, but idea is that they're supposed to keep their mouths shut?
Yeah, exactly. Gotcha.
So basically a glorified photo op for the president.
Yeah, great media ploy.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Well, what's new, right? I mean, this isn't the first time that they've played games.
Right.
And,
what was they flew an airplane over New York City in some kind of no-fly zone or whatever just to get a picture of Air Force One over some building. I remember that relatively early in the presidency.
Thanks for the heads up on that. Anything else you want to share?
That's it.
Harley, I appreciate hearing from you tonight. Thanks for the call at 800-259-9231.
You know, there was a situation where, you and I have dealt with media situations before, and you know, we don't mind pretending like we're doing a radio show. We do it 21 hours or 18 hours a week.
So, oh, you mean like if we got a TV station come in here?
TV station comes in, it's easier for them to come in at say 3 o'clock than it is for them to come in at 7 to 10.
Right. So put on the headphones and
put on the headphones.
Pretend.
We'll talk to each other about whatever it is that we feel like talking about. I mean, that's what it is. It's us talking.
Yeah.
That's what the radio show is mostly. So they'll get some shots of that and call it that. But we have dealt with other news agencies that say, no, we don't do that. We only take pictures of things that are really happening. Mm-hmm. Nothing staged.
Right.
And I've had to deal. For me, it's just like, okay, whatever you want to do. You know, it's radio. It's not like it counts. But I think that this is done in the news. I think that the staging kind of thing is done. But when it's done in this kind of circumstance, with this quasi-religious thing called the military and the nation and all that stuff, that you're really messing with people when you do it.
My only question would be: have these troops come home earlier, and he wasn't able to get there and meet and shake their hand, or is this just simply a completely staged and fabricated sort of photo opportunity?
So to make good, yeah.
So, it certainly seems scummy, doesn't it?
It seems very scummy.
Here's a piece from FreeKeen.com's Bradley Jardis, who actually had the pleasure of seeing today. It's nice to see him out and about doing some activism. For those of you that have been listening to the show, you know who Bradley is. For those of you that are brand new, he is a former police officer. He is someone who spent about a decade of his life, just over a decade, I think about 11 years of his life, doing police work up here in New Hampshire as a patrolman. And he came across the ideas of liberty. And initially was, relatively friendly towards some of them, like ending the war on drugs. He got that one and kind of made a name for himself by joining law enforcement against prohibition. That's, by the way, leap.cc. Go to their website to learn more about them, especially if you are a law enforcement officer. You really should. You owe it to yourself. But leap.cc. So he joins law enforcement against prohibition as the only currently, at the time, currently employed police officer. Because most of law enforcement against prohibition are former cops. They're retired detectives, state police, whatever. They're out of the game, basically. And most cops that are approached about law enforcement against prohibition are too afraid to join law enforcement against prohibition because they're worried about what kind of retaliation will come to them on behalf of the department.
Right. These guys that are in there that are retired, they've got their pensions. There's nothing that can be done to them. Now they're speaking out against the war on drugs. Many of the guys, many police officers understand the futility of the war on drugs, but won't say anything while they're serving because they don't want their pensions, messed with.
They don't want to be demoted. They don't want to be put on the overnight shift. They don't want to be given, you know, whatever duties are undesirable for the police.
Peeling potatoes?
Yeah, whatever the equivalent of that is for a cop. Because those things will happen. And some of them are afraid of even, you know, more dangerous retaliation.
Being bullied by their coworkers.
Yeah. And, of course, Brad actually went ahead and did this. He went ahead and came out of the closet against prohibition. And, indeed, they came after him.
Yep.
And they attempted to fire him. And they attempted to, you know, get him in trouble. And he ended up quitting his job. Actually, there was a hearing about his termination to where about 60 liberty-loving activists came to show up. They showed up to support Bradley in this case, and I think it was their support that went a long way to him keeping his job in the face of these officers that were doing things like one of them had a shirt on, something about how he hated rats or something like that. I forget what the actual phrase was on the shirt, but it was basically suggesting that Bradley was a rat to him because he, you know, was no longer part of the Brotherhood. And it was like this Thin Blue Line anti-rats shirt. Mm. It was very rude and crude on his part, on that cop's part. But this is the kind of people we're talking about. They wrote things on his car. One of them drew a picture of Brad as, like,
super gay,
like a gay superhero or something like that. So just being picked on left and right, retaliated against. They attempted to fire him. They failed at the attempt to fire him. And it was after they failed at firing him that he decided he was just going to quit. He didn't want to have to deal with this drama anymore. And it wasn't long after that that he had kind of a mental breakdown. And I think he's going to come on the air and talk to us about that one of these days. I don't blame him for not being ready for it, but it seems clear that he's kind of come out of that phase of his life and he's found something new that he's excited about getting into. He's going to be doing cross-country driving. He's going to be he's going to be a trucker, 18-wheeler professional driver.
Thank goodness that it was sad. I mean, it's sad circumstance.
I think he wants to go to law school. He was talking about that today.
He's certainly qualified.
And so it's nice to see him back out. And again, he was out today, and
definitely,
he's back blogging a lot, actually, over at freekeen.com. So if you want to catch up with Bradley, that's a good way to do it. But here's what he wrote recently over at Freekeen. It's called On Violence. He says, I really have no impressive educational qualifications to be a writer for a blog that's comprised of individuals discussing the philosophy of voluntarism. He's just being self-deprecating there. Everybody's qualified to talk about voluntarism.
Yeah, everybody's qualified to talk about their life and how they'd like to be free in it.
He says, I've not finished my college degree yet, and I haven't even spent much time reading the works of people who philosophize about the precise things I write about. What I have that I do believe makes my perspective unique is that for 11 years of my life, I had the ability to initiate violence against peaceful people without repercussions. I got paid for it. Paid well. I elected, though, to give up a stable career with a generous retirement package because of the answer to the following question. The following question that you can ask any person or yourself and instantly determine if they too, or you, are a voluntarist. And here's his question. Do you believe violence should be used to solve nonviolent problems? Do you believe violence should be used to solve nonviolent problems?
Seems like an obvious answer for folks.
How can anyone calling themselves a moral person answer that question in any manner but no? We'll come back with what Brad has to say here. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, whether you want to talk about the cops and corruption or violence or a little bit of good news about marijuana coming up tonight. Real good news, actually, about lung cancer and marijuana. It's kind of going to be a shock for some people. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
Hi, I'm I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Again, that's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
The Ruger LC9. Compact, powerful, and perfect for personal protection. The LC9 is only slightly larger than the popular Ruger LCP. Features a checkered grip frame to provide a secure and comfortable grip, and includes a finger grip extension floor plate. The LC9 also has a dovetailed high-visibility 3-dot sight system, blued alloy steel barrel, manual safety, and loaded chamber indicator. The LC9, another innovative American-made product from Ruger. Learn more about the Ruger LC9 at Ruger.com/LC9.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Concerned about nuclear contamination? You're not alone. If you understand the risk of today's food being contaminated from nuclear fallout, you would not only trust Wild Food for survival, you'd count on it. Wild Food is the most prolific, fastest-growing food available. It's fresh because it doesn't sit in the field for 8 to 10 weeks being fertilized or sprayed with pesticides, accumulating radiation. And Wild Food is not genetically altered. Ounce for ounce, Wild Food has more nutrition and less harmful elements than any animal or commercial agriculturally grown food. It can detoxify the body. And the best part? Wild Food is free for the taking. Let author Linda Runyon show you how to identify, harvest, prepare, eat, and store wild food. Go to ofthefield.com or call 888-51-EAT-FREE. That's 888-513-2837. Or visit ofthefield.com for your survival.
Ready to save? Then you're ready for the Super Summer Sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Herbal Healer has been the leader in quality natural supplements for 23 years. Log on to HerbalHealer.com and take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on 500 parts per million colloidal silver. The best pharmaceutical grade available and all sizes on sale. Super Male Plex with you Himbi and Super Femplex for summer toning. Buy glucosamine chondroitin 60 caps summer sale priced at only $12. Colon Enhancer 250 caps, summer sale priced at just $18. And if your brain's a little foggy, we have a great supplement on sale called Memory Power. Log on and hit the postcard specials link for more super summer savings at HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free catalog with first order. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature one person at a time.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial in, toll free, bring us anything at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. 1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features for free, so enjoy those on us. Once again, freetalklive.com. By the way, those features include listening options. So we've got broadband and dial-up streams. You can listen to Free Talk Live around the clock. So anytime, day or night, you can hear the latest episode airing there. Plus, at listen.freetalklive.com, you'll learn about our 96 great radio stations that carry the show across the country, our satellite listening options, including XM, as well as our free-to-air satellite channel, the webcam and the listen lines, and allow you to call in from any phone that can dial long distance. Go get all the details and get tuned in at listen.freetalklive.com.
Are you tired of watching the value of the dollar plummet? Are you tired of banks charging you fees? Do you want to take back control of your money? Then take a look at Bitcoin. Bitcoin is the world's first decentralized, anonymous internet currency, and it's gaining popularity every day. It's free to use, free to accept, and free from inflation forever. You can use Bitcoins anywhere in the world, and their value will only grow with time. To learn more, visit weusecoins.org. It's weusecoins.org.
All right, so 800-259-9231. We're reading a little piece here from freekeen.com by former police officer Bradley Jardis. He's one of our bloggers over at freekeen.com, and he always has an interesting perspective to put on the issues. Because he quit the job. He quit the job, quit the business, so-called. He is no longer a police officer because he couldn't live with himself with what he was being required to do as a police officer.
This is the sort of the two-sided sword where, you know, you want liberty-loving police officers out there. I want guys that understand the Constitution, understand people's rights, are more likely to use discretion in areas of, you know, rather than escalating the situation. But if you're too effective in communicating the ideas of liberty to these guys, it can be difficult for them to continue doing their job.
Yep, and so he is kind of bringing himself back around here to freekeen.com, and we're sharing his latest with you where he asks this question. He says, you can ask this to anyone to determine whether they're a voluntarist. Do you believe violence should be used to solve nonviolent problems? And so he says, how can anyone calling themselves a moral person answer that question in any manner but no? I know a great deal of people who read this blog or people who either firmly dislike what is being discussed here, work in law enforcement and are collecting intel, or live in Keene and are generally curious about what all the ruckus is about. If you yourself are a peaceful person and you spend time getting to know the people involved in the Free State Project or Free Keene or just the liberty movement in general, you eventually will find yourself in the same situation which landed me here. Violence is wrong, right? It is important that society have order to it. To believe that voluntarists, and I am proud to identify myself as one, support chaos is to believe in something that simply isn't true. Society has complex problems, and these problems need to be addressed. The absolute worst and uncreative way to address complicated, nonviolent societal problems is to continue to do what is being done today. That is, of course, using violence. Today I was reading a thread over at the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance web forum. The thread was on the issue of lowering the drinking age to age 18. I posted a reply to the topic saying that I think that if a law is introduced in the New Hampshire General Court which would lower the drinking age, that someone should testify in favor of the bill by reading off all the names of all the 18 to 20-year-old people who died while serving in the military since 2001. I'd love to hear the bureaucrats who show up to oppose the legislation answer questions about how someone isn't adult enough to enjoy a cold beer, but they are adult enough to carry a machine gun, die, kill people, and have their legs blown off in Iraq and Afghanistan while following orders of politicians in Washington.
Right, and that's not to say that just military individuals deserve to have beers. As far as I'm concerned, anybody who's old enough to sign up for the military would fall under that same sort of logic. I'm of the opinion that people younger than that should be able to drink alcohol, and here's why. Because young people need to be taught about the important aspect of drinking alcohol, and the best people to teach them is their family.
Mm-hmm.
People who grow up in families where alcohol is consumed on a moderate basis, say with meals, whether it's beer and pizza or wine with dinner or something like that, those people learn how to control and understand their use of alcohol, and I think they're far less likely to get alcohol poisoning in college, end up doing blackout
Absolutely.
Drinking and all the things that go with it. I mean, you really have to ask yourself, do you want to teach your kids how to consume alcohol, or do you want pimply-faced 15-year-olds teaching them how to do it?
Right, and it's demystified, too. You know, the idea of drinking alcohol isn't something that's borrowed from them and made to seem this horrible thing like drugs. And the whole idea of taking something they don't want someone to do, and to put all this negative mysticism surrounding it, whether it be the reefer madness or talk about sex and how you're going to instantly get someone pregnant or catch some disease if you do it, stuff like that.
Few things are more offensive to, at least for me as a young person, I can recall, than being told, oh, you're not old enough for that. Because a lot of young people want to desperately to grow up. They want to be more adult. They want to act more adult. They want to emulate the adults that they see around them. But when they're told, oh, you can't do that, you're too young, that can be a real slap in the face, and then it can really result in the kind of reverse behavior of, well, I'll show you, I can do whatever I want. And then they go and do it in a rambunctious manner that is very self-destructive, because they don't, as you say, they don't have anybody kind of holding their hand through it. So back to Brad, he says this particular thread that he was discussing about the underage drinking caused me to think about a societal problem that I was called on to address one night while on duty. One of these nonviolent societal problems here. The societal problem, a 17-year-old and a 19-year-old consuming alcohol. The societal solution? Violence. I was dispatched to a house party where there was a report of underage drinking. Indeed, the report was accurate, as there was a house full of people peaceably consuming alcohol. After arresting and stealing the freedom of a peaceful 19-year-old that I found inside consuming liquor and placing him in the rear of the police cruiser, the search of the house continued. Sometime during the search, I learned that the 19-year-old, by the way, he doesn't address this in this article, but it's likely the kids did, you know, they made a mistake. They probably let the cops in. They probably opened the door and talked to the police, which, of course, if you're having yourself a house party, whether you are underage or not, it's probably a good idea to not talk to the police if they show up. Just saying. The more you talk to them, the more likely they are to put you in handcuffs.
Yeah, there's this sort of there's this group of people that are more likely to go to jail than this other group of people. And those groups are the people who talk to the police versus the people who don't.
So, again, he arrests this 19-year-old. They continue searching the house. Sometime during the search, I learned that the 19-year-old decided he didn't want to have his freedom taken away. So he kicked out the back window of the police car and ran off on foot. With the assistance of a police dog, I was able to track down the young adult who was running through the woods with his 17-year-old brother.
Kicked out his door.
Yeah, as I grabbed onto the 19-year-old to re-arrest him, the 17-year-old defended his brother by putting me in a chokehold. I fell to the ground and twisted the 17-year-old on top of me. I punched him in the face, poked him in the eyes, and pushed him off of me. I got up and extended my portable baton and whacked the 17-year-old in the back of the legs. He went down, obviously. Both were eventually restrained and hauled away. The societal problem of individuals under the age of 21 consuming liquor was addressed in the way that society does its addressing. And, of course, that's with violence. He's got more to say on this topic. We'll share the rest of his story here in a moment. 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. Would there ever have been any kind of violence had the police never shown up at this party? Well, maybe, but certainly not this kind. We're coming up.
GCN listeners, why have you been hearing so much about Dermatol, the all-natural, all-purpose first aid spray? Because it's the must-have first aid product you need in your preparedness kit. Dermatol is made in America by Americans who know there's a more affordable, natural way to treat cuts, burns, bites, rashes, shingles, boils, and many other skin problems. Dermatol is gentle enough for diaper rash, powerful enough for bed sores, and harmless to the eyes and mouth. It's great for the whole family, even your family pets. Dermatol is antimicrobial, antifungal, antiviral, and not diminished by freezing, extreme heat, or years in storage. Dermatol is an absolute must for any first aid or preparedness kit. Dermatol's soothing, rapid restoration of injured skin is so effective, it's guaranteed. Order yours today. Call 800-217-6677. 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Efficient, economical, effective. Spray it all with Dermatol.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
If you're concerned about radiation poisoning from Japan in the air, water, or food and can't find potassium iodide, go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com and choose Liquid Zeolite. Liquid Zeolite is hands down the best product to remove radiation from your body and safely removes toxins, heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. For fatigue, muscle weakness, headaches, memory loss, influenza, joint pain, or toxic radiation poisoning, use Liquid Zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Liquid Zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. Call 800-880-9976 today and learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Toll free and take control of the airwaves. Bring up anything you want at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, and we give you the features on our site for free. So enjoy those on us. And you need to know that Free Talk Live is brought to you by SACL CAI.
Yep, SACL CAI. The principal there, the owner, is Jason Osborne, big supporter of Liberty, big supporter of Free Talk Live. So if you have a company that needs to try something new in the area of accounts receivable, they're your guys. SACL CAI. You can see their banner at freetalklive.com.
All right, so we're going to get back to your calls here in just a moment. Just a few more thoughts from Brad Jardis, former law enforcement officer, spent over a decade of his life in law enforcement and then left because he couldn't live with what it was that he had to do as part of his job as a law enforcement officer. He wanted to be a peace officer. He wanted to do things that kept the peace, that went after the real bad guys, that, you know, actually targeted people who were being violent towards others, who were destroying property, those real criminals. But as part of his job, he was being told to do things that would have been aggression against peaceful people. And that's what police do every single day, is they aggress against peaceful people. They arrest people for having plants in their pocket. They arrest people for drinking alcohol. They arrest people for, you know, not having their grass growing or having their grass growing too tall. They arrest people for all kinds of things, speeding, not stopping at a stop sign, etc.
And if it's not an arrest, it's a precursor to an arrest or some ticket or some notice or summons, something to that
something
effect.
To aggress, yes, against someone and force them into their system, to force them to pay money usually, or force them to be obedient. And Brad just couldn't live with that, so he quit the job, and he's reflecting on some of the things that he did that he regrets some of the things that were awful that he did as part of his duties as a police officer. And one of them was a night where he went to break up a high school party or college-age party with kids under the age of 21 drinking, or young people drinking under the age of 21, and one of the young people got away. He chased him down and proceeded to, well, beat on him because he was being attacked kind of back because there was another kid with him. The kid put him in a headlock.
Two on one, and he beat both of them.
So he beat them, and then they rearrested them. And he points out that, let's see, he says, so please with a straight face, but tell me, this by the way from freekeen.com, tell me that I didn't use violence to solve a nonviolent problem. You may say to yourself that the violence I used was in response to the violence that was used by the 17-year-old and that he put him in a headlock. That is, the 17-year-old put Bradley in the headlock. Fair point. But the 17-year-old was only using violence toward me to defend his brother after I had initiated violence against his brother in the first place. Now, of course, when you talk to the police or the supporters of the police, they'll pretend like the cops aren't using violence. Oh, no, that's just an arrest. That's not violence. It's not kidnapping. That's an arrest. See, it's not kidnapping when they do it. It's not violence, you know, in the same way when they do it.
Well, it presupposes that the people have imbued these folks with all their power to control other people's actions. But honestly, you know, how can you? I am one of the people, and so therefore, don't I get to say whether or not I've given up that right in that particular area?
How can a person claim that they, or me in that situation, have a right to defend themselves against the defensive violence a person uses to protect themselves or others from the violence that the person, me, initiated in the first place? That's like a kidnapper claiming to be justified in shooting someone who brandishes a knife after the kidnapper tries to shove them in the back of a sketchy black van. And then he goes and he cites the law, what it says here in New Hampshire's law, about physical force in defense of a person. And they talk about how someone is justified in using force to defend another human being in certain circumstances. And I'm not going to read through the law itself, but he translates it. He says you can't use violence and then claim the moral high ground in using violence to protect yourself against retaliatory violence. Shouldn't people have the right to defend themselves from all violent people? If you're a legislator in New Hampshire reading this, you're the one with the ability to put a leash on the unnecessary violence that is used to solve these problems. As I freely admit, I'm no great voluntarism philosopher. I also don't want people to abuse alcohol at any age, and I don't have the answers to the questions about how our society can address the complicated problems that we as human beings face. And then he links to a Stefan Molyneux video from Free Domain Radio as to someone who may have some answers as to how things might work. And that's one of the things that we're constantly faced with in this movement, is the question from people saying, well, if you don't want the police to do this, if you don't want violence to be used as the tool or the solution to whatever the problem is, then what is your solution? What is the voluntarism solution? What is the voluntary society going to do to curb youth alcohol abuse?
Well, you know, I think that when it comes to youth alcohol abuse, that it's relatively simple. That A, these laws aren't preventing young people from getting alcohol. If you're listening to my voice, you likely, but really, really likely, drank alcohol before the age of 21 or whatever the legal age was at the time that you drank it. So that law is not working. The question is do you want to free up parents to teach their kids about alcohol? Because some parents will want to be teetotalers, and the same issues will arise. Their kids will go out, and they'll drink like fishes, and they'll get drunk, and they'll do blackout drinking, and maybe they'll drive around, and some of them will die and all that others. But some, like me, will be able to teach their kids about alcohol, and their kid is far less likely for that to happen. At this point, if I choose to do that, am a criminal. Now, I'll grant you that it's unlikely that I will get caught for that crime.
Of teaching your son to drink?
Teaching my son to drink. But that doesn't change the fact that I have to live in fear of it. And not to mention, let's think about this for a second. It's not just cops busting into your house and busting you for that. Think about this. When the divorce happens and the wife says, oh, well, Mark has been giving our son alcohol since he was little. So now there it's a case where they can take the kid away. I can be charged for things. Who knows? All
kinds
of things.
It uses leverage against you.
It can absolutely. If it's legal, then it can't be. This is the system that we are supporting today. I understand their problems with allowing young people to drink, but I don't think they're much different than the problems that we have today when young people are drinking.
I think part of what Brad is talking about here is the whole blood on his hands phenomenon. When someone takes a reevaluation of what he's done with his life, like let's use this as an example, those soldiers that went to Iraq and Afghanistan, let's say just as a hypothetical or a story situation, that news comes out that, you know, everything was faked, wag the dog, 9/11, all that stuff, whatever, conspiracy nuts, yay, you're all right, whatever. Now, all those soldiers that went there and those ones with conscience and that morals and ethics of their own now all of a sudden realize that all the killing they've done has been a lie, a sham. And now they have to come to terms with that sort of stuff. That's kind of what Brad is dealing with here in this post and what he's dealt with in the past, is coming to terms with his new philosophy and understanding. And I think that is one of the huge hurdles of getting a lot of these people who work for the state to see things from a voluntary's perspective, is that they have to cross that hurdle.
That's a huge hurdle.
They have to recognize what they've done. And they have to recognize where they've gone wrong based on this new philosophy and this new way of acting, this new paradigm of simply consideration for peaceful people.
That's a tough thing to do, especially when you're in a situation in which you do have that sweet, sweet retirement coming up. You've got the excellent benefits you're currently enjoying. You've got a decent paycheck. Most government people make more money than their counterparts, if there are counterparts in the private world. So
don't forget, cops, many times only have to work 20 years. Mm-hmm. They also have that situation where oftentimes, if they're in the last 3 years or whatever it is of their term, that they'll then be, you know, they're trying to pad their hours so that they can get those higher wages during their pension time period.
Right.
They have another job to hopefully go to afterwards. It's only 20 years. I mean, these guys, they start at 18, you're done at 38.
800-259-9231. Maybe you've been in this exact situation. Perhaps you have come to the realization that what you have done in the past, and that you've worked for the state in some way or did something violent that you regret, that you realize that you did the wrong thing. And that's a tough conclusion to come to, because you have to admit you were wrong, and most humans have a tough time with that. It's Free Talk Live. You can tell your story.
Amdro Ant Block presents The Household Ant Requiem. If ants invading your home have you shrieking an unpleasant tune, sprinkle Amdro Ant Block around the perimeter of your home to block ants from entering. Ant Block creates a fortress that kills problem ants on the outside so they can't come inside. And that's music to a homeowner's ears. Look for Ant Block and the entire line of Amdro Kills Ants products at Amdro.com.
If you've never experienced gel-in with Dr. Scholl's massaging gel insoles,
you've never walked all the way to work on top of cushy throw pillows,
or worked a jackhammer while standing in a field of beautiful daisies.
That's because gel-in does more than change the way you feel. It changes your state of mind.
So I can teach my class
while enjoying the soft white sand under my feet.
Experience all-day outrageous comfort for yourself with Dr. Scholl's massaging gel insoles. Are you gel-in?
I'm glad I have feet.
Never buy home canning jar lids again. No kidding. When you buy Tadler reusable canning lids once, you'll never buy canning lids ever again. Safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways containing BPA. But Tadler reusable canning lids are guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning. Tadler lids are made with a USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, safe for direct food contact, and contain no BPA. Tadler lids are dishwasher safe, usable with standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, are indefinitely reusable, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders at reusablecanninglids.com or call 1-877-747-2793. 877-747-2793. Call 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com for Tadler reusable canning lids, the original since 1976.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic. And as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Bring up anything you want and dial in toll free at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll free line, 1-800-259-9231. Some pretty amazing medical cannabis news here coming up in a little bit. We'll share that with you. Of course, you can also take control of these airwaves. Bring up anything, 800-259-9231. Let's go to your phone calls here shortly. But first, I want to make sure you know that you can support this program by shopping with us at shop.freetalklive.com. You just enter Amazon through that link. And there are actually a few different links on that page. So you'll click at shop.freetalklive.com, and then you'll see different Amazons, one for the UK, one for the United States, one for Canada, etc. You click on the right one for you, get your shopping taken care of. So today I actually was recording the trial at the court, and I thought of a few things I needed for my video camera. So I went, and of course I checked Amazon, and the prices were excellent. I got all kinds of new accessories coming for my my camcorder. And I got them on the cheap, like an extra battery for $15, like one of those extended battery things that if you buy the actual brand name, that's going to be like $80.
Sounds like a big bargain.
A much better deal. And so you can get your shopping done and get free Super Saver shipping on a whole bunch of items. Amazon.freetalk.com. You can't use that link anymore. Well, you can, but we're not allowed to advertise it. You can go to shop.freetalklive.com, and then you'll find the links to Amazon there. That's shop.freetalklive.com. Get your shopping done and help Free Talk Live, because we get a portion of the purchase price, a portion of Amazon's profits. They cut it over to us for sending them the business. So once again, shop.freetalklive.com. As we go to your phone calls, we'll talk to Mark in Pennsylvania. Mark, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, JJ, and another Mark.
Hello.
Hey, Mark.
Hey, I'm on Nice Talk. Can you hear me all right?
Yes, sir. Go ahead with your thoughts.
I'd like to ask you a question. Do you know what a courtesy call is, or what does a courtesy call mean to you?
Yeah, under what context?
Well, I'm sorry?
I'm just going to say quick, in general, a courtesy call is a kind reminder that something you had arranged or you had you had indicated you wanted to happen will happen at a certain time.
Like a dentist might give you a courtesy call. The dentist's office might say, oh, just wanted to remind you that you've got an appointment coming up on Wednesday. Make sure that you're going to be there. This is a courtesy call.
And or when you're at a motel, you ask for a courtesy call at a certain time to wake you up.
There you go.
That's at 6 o'clock in the morning. They give you a call at 5:58.
I have a feeling I know where you're going with this. It has something to do with the police's version of a courtesy call. But go ahead with your thoughts.
Yeah, I received a courtesy call from the so-and-so coalition of state troopers, and I told them that I didn't have any money to donate, and he promptly hung up on me.
How courteous.
That was very discourteous.
Yeah,
well, he wanted
I would say.
I think he needed to remind you that your bribe wasn't in place for this term.
Right. And he needed to remind me to pay my state taxes so that he would get paid.
Yeah, it's very disturbing, these police unions making telephone calls. And usually they're hooked up with a company that
takes... It's a phone bank, the cops themselves.
Right. They take a good portion of the percentage of the money that's donated. And they give you a sticker. Like, you know, a sticker that's kind of... You get the idea that it's cop repellent. That if you put this sticker on the car, that somehow it's going to ward off the evil spirits. It's evil spirits meaning people that drive cop cars.
Well, I guess he felt that I was doing myself a courtesy by donating more money to them. But
yeah,
can you imagine
to them?
Well, besides his taxes.
No. Can you imagine what the Humane Society doing something like that? Or maybe
calling and hanging up on people, being rude?
Oh, right. Yeah, like a competing security agency hanging up on you like that.
Yeah.
I mean, these cops behave like this because they have the monopoly and that they're allowed to behave like this.
Pretty much the case.
Your collection agency that sponsors your station. I mean, they realize because they have to compete with other companies that if they treat their clients better, they'll keep their business.
Right,
but
they've
don't have
carved
to
out a niche
that.
For themselves. There's plenty of collection agencies that sit in the sort of hey, you better pay your money category. They've carved out a niche for themselves that they do it in a courteous way.
Mark, did this person identify themselves with the agency itself? With the
that's what he said. It was kind of a long name. I don't quite remember. It's something Coalition of State Troopers.
So this person was directly affiliated? Because it's my understanding that it's simply a call bank they hire out to make these calls.
It could have been.
Right. So it's that call bank that is really being the rude party, but it's also the idea that's put forth by the state troopers that, oh, we're not getting enough money from you people, and we're not hassling you enough and hurting you enough, so why don't you give us a little more?
Well, yeah, that's a good point. You could be right. It could be the call bank not doing their job correctly. But, my point is...
But either way, the call bank is still not accountable either because you don't know who the call bank is.
Exactly.
I mean, the call bank is completely anonymous. You don't know which boiler room is making those calls, which company, which telemarketing company has been hired.
Sure.
And if you ask them, they're certainly not going to tell you.
Right.
So...
Maybe they can courteously stop pulling me over.
Hey, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate you bringing that up. In fact... Yeah, I've got actually kind of a little bit of related news here from the Cop Block, for copblock.org, but their YouTube channel is The Cop Block. Now, I couldn't find the story on copblock.org, but it is their newest video over on their YouTube channel at youtube.com/thecopblock. The video is called Sticker Will Get You in Serious Trouble. Now, you'd mentioned the sticker that kind of identifies you as a supporter of law enforcement. In this case, it's a couple who's been pulled over by a cop who gives them a lecture and threatens them with arrest, threatens them with a ticket, because they have a Fraternal Order of Police sticker on their car and they are not cops. The cop actually gets in their face in the car window and attempts to intimidate them into removing the sticker and basically says, you know, I could arrest you for this. I could write you a ticket for this. He doesn't. So it's probably just a total bluff. But he's very upset that somebody would dare to represent themselves as someone who is a police officer.
Well, yeah, the gangs do that all the time in L.A. and all these other big cities. If you're wearing the wrong colors, you'll get, they'll check you out, make sure that you're with the Crips or the Bloods or whatever it is. And if you're not, well, then you're a dead man.
Well, I think we might be talking about different stickers here. I mean, you know, there's these booster stickers, you know, that identify you as a person who's been willing to give to their police union, mm-hmm. which I never hear, by the way, the telephone linemen's union or the railroad or the choo-choo train operators union
right.
or the union of deep sea fishermen. They don't call my house. But the firefighters and the cops, they really have no problem doing that. And they're essentially parlaying their, the worship that they get from the public into more money. I think in some cases it's based on fear. In other cases it's based on gratitude.
Well, it's worth it to watch this video because it's not really clear if this is like a supporter sticker or just a Fraternal Order of Police sticker. Anyway, the driver and the passenger do not at any point claim to be police. The police officer badgers them into, you know, trying to get information, and one of their problems is they answer too many questions
yes.
rather than asking questions. But it's really hard to keep that straight, and it's hard to not be intimidated by the police. So the cop just badgering them with questions about whether or not they're a cop, and if you're not a cop, you're not supposed to have this sticker, and I could arrest you, and I could ticket you. Again, they don't get him to cite what the law is. Oh, yeah, really? Where's the law that says that you can do that? You can arrest me or ticket me for having a sticker on my car.
So did this officer know he was being recorded?
It sure did seem like he should have known, because it appears as though someone's holding a camera phone right out in the open.
Okay, yeah. Then that's probably what prevented that should from I am going to be violent. And once again, we talked about the cameras, how it will lead to a minimal amount of accountability, but it will also save your skin in some circumstances.
It could. So, anyway, I just wanted to recommend that video kind of on the topic of those stickers that you get. Apparently, some cops are going around and threatening people with violence because they've got one of their gang stickers. And, of course, there's also the ever-popular Thin Blue Line sticker as well.
Yeah, I think a lot of people don't really notice that one. It's essentially...
It's not supposed to be noticed.
Right. It looks like a flag where the so many of the flags of the world are just three colors. The top field and the bottom field are both black, mm-hmm. and then the middle field is... one-third of it is blue.
A relatively darker blue in most
yeah,
cases.
Yeah, and that's to represent the Thin Blue Line.
The Brotherhood.
The line of police officers that protect us from the ravaging hordes of zombie chaos.
Well, just like the Crusades. I mean, you talked earlier about the quasi-religious aspects of the government, and especially the police force, the enforcement arm. In order for the zealots to follow through with some of these extremely violent and provocative actions, they must have this sort of mentality that they are right. Their convictions to this cause must be 100%, because you can't go in and shoot a house full of people and their dog if you're not convinced that you're right.
It doesn't happen every day that they shoot a house full of people, but it does happen often enough that they go into the wrong place, and it seems like in many homes that the first thing that they want to do is shoot dogs.
Yeah,
in some cases, dogs in crates. Yeah.
I got a story where they shot a guy in the face. Excuse me. They blasted a guy in the face because he tried to flush some pot.
Wow.
1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control here. Hour 3 is next. You can take control. It's Free Talk Live.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Lil Drums. Every bit as fun as a full-size Nestle drumstick cone, and definitely cuter. Visit us at drumstick.com. Vacations are all about family time, but you don't have to leave home to have fun. Take one weekend a month and devote it to family activities. Pull out the board games and puzzles, serve up some treats, or have a picnic. Even without leaving home, you'll feel like you've really had some time away. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.